mentioned in yesterday's Sikha, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Shoresh Shvi, where the Rambam writes that mitzvos are to be counted, Taryag mitzvos Namosh Misinai, but not Dikduke mitzvos. The detail of mitzvos are not to be counted independently in Sefer Mitzvos. And the Rambam begins by saying, Vahamashal Yibum and Chalitza. A classic case is what we're learning. The mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of Chalitza. A fascinating machlokes, how many mitzvahs indeed should they be? There are views in the Gaon and Rav Sadia Gaon that that's one mitzvah. A mitzvah of Yibum, and as a default, if one is unwilling to, then yes, there is a chiyuv of Chalitza in order to go ahead and to break the Zika. And you'll be learning at great length to what extent this Chalitza is a mitzvah. Maybe Chalitza is the purpose simply of a matir, to be materis the Isha Lushuk, because otherwise she cannot go ahead and marry. But the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs counts Yibum and Chalitza independently as two separate mitzvahs. And the Rambam writes that realize the details that we're going to learn about Bezras Hashem this year, that cannot be counted as independent mitzvahs, because if that is true, the Rambam writes incredibly, Yoser Memasayi Mitzvahs. You're going to have more than 200 mitzvahs just devoted to Meseches Yevamos, because the details are so critical, so important, and this is a challenge, Bezras Hashem, before the end of the year, to be able to see what exactly the Rambam is referring to, where the Rambam writes more than 200 details when it comes to Yibum and Chalitza. But the Rambam is clear. Yibum, Chalitza, two separate mitzvahs. If you look at the Rambam elsewhere, the Rambam questions even that. Why is it that Yibum and Chalitza are two separate mitzvahs? Maybe it should be a single mitzvah. And where is that Rambam? That's found also. That's found in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Pei Aleph, and then in Mitzvah Pei Beis. That's not the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. You know, you have to know Shas, no? Because the Rambam will tell you in other places things that are stunning. The Rambam, that's the mitzvah of Peter Chamor, Parshas Kisisa. The Torah tells us if you have a Peter Chamor, Tifte b'seh, bimlo sifte va'aravta. Pidyon, be poed to the chamor for a seh. Give the seh to the Kohen. And you know, and if you don't do so, the Peter Chamor has a kedusha saguf. You're not going to do what the Torah recommends, tifte b'seh, then arifa is necessary. You break its neck, the animal is killed. One mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs. There the Rambam writes, those are two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah pei aleph, mitzvah pei beis. There's a mitzvah of pidyon, and there's a mitzvah of arifa. And the Rambam himself asks the kasha, isn't this against, the Rambam writes, what I said in Shoresh Shvi? Because in Shoresh Shvi, the Rambam says, I said that count mitzvos, don't count details, don't count details of a mitzvah. Why not argue that the mitzvah is pidyon peter chamor? And if a person is unwilling to, so yes, b'di'evit, tifteh b'seh, that's the chatchila, b'di'evit arifa, but why is that considered to be a separate mitzvah? And then the Rambam writes the same thing when it comes to Yibum and Chalitza. That's what the Rambam writes there in Mitzvah Sasei, Pei Beis. Why not argue that there's a single mitzvah? And as a fallback, b'di'evit, if you don't do that which the Torah desires, then yes, this is considered to be necessary. So you know what the Rambam writes? In principle, yes. I would have thought that maybe Yibum and Chalitza is a single mitzvah. Just like Pidyon, Peter, Chamor, and Arifa, I would have thought it's a single mitzvah. But the Rambam writes, there's the Mishnah in Bechoros and Daf Yud Gimel. And that Mishnah tells us the following, that mitzvahs pidya kodemes la mitzvah sarifa. The mitzvah of Pidyon, Peter, Chamor, that takes preference over the mitzvah of Arifa. And a Mishnah in Bechoros and Daf Yud Gimel, that mitzvahs yibum kodemes la mitzvah chalitza. A sugi will have on Daf Gimel, a sugi later on Daf Lamites. Oh, so the Rambam writes that you see Chazal treated these as independent mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah pediyah, there's a mitzvah arifa. And that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam writes that when it comes to a Peter Chamor, there are two independent mitzvahs, after all, because mitzvah pediyah kodemis, the mitzvah arifa, and the Ravid is masig. The Ravid writes, it's true, that was the phraseology of Chazal, but really there's an independent mitzvah, there's a mitzvah arifa. The Ravid writes, arifa is an avera. If a person is not doing that which is desired, it's true. You have to do something because the Peter Chamor has a Kedusha Mirechem. But that is not the idea. That is not what the Torah visions. If a person does so, Avera Biyodo, he's being mafsid, the Mamon Kohen. You're supposed to be Podin, give a set to the Kohen, and instead of doing it, you go ahead and destroy the animal. Avera Biyodo, that's a reality, but that really is not considered to be the mitzvah. But wow, the Rambam's Chiddush that no. The Rambam was so medayik in that Mishnah Bechoros and Afir Gimel that mitzvahs pedia is kodemes, not larifa, le mitzvah sarifa. And the same thing is true that mitzvah sibum is kodemes, the mitzvah schalitza. And that Mishnah now introduces another possibility as well. And that, our Gemara tells us, Yivamos Daf Gimel, Yivamos Daf Lamedes, is the shita of Abashol. Abashol. Maybe it's not so simple. Maybe it's not so simple. Ideally, of course, you look at the Parsha, isn't it obvious? The Shabbos is Kriya Satorah, that the ideal is Yibum, Hakim Shem Lachiv Hameis. That's clear, that's clear. You know, but there's a complicated, there's a competing factor. What should the mindset of the Yavam be when he's performing this mitzvah of Yavamo Yavoda? Incredible? No? The mindset has to be pristine, pristine. What happens if, you know, there's an ulterior motive? What happens if he's desirous of Yibum, the Shem Noi, the Shem Ishus, the Shem Davaracher? You know, the Yavam is going to receive the Yerusha of his deceased brother. Maybe that would be a motivator. And therefore, Abishol is concerned that, you know what? Let's say that the mitzvah of Yibum is not being done for the pure, pristine reasons that the Torah envisions. L'hakim Shem, l'achiv hameis. Maybe a person has an ulterior motive, a different mindset, a different agenda. Kavanas Hagavra. Abishol says that, you know what? That is critically important. And if a person is not doing so with that in mind, Hakim Shev Lachi Hameis, incredible, that Ki'ilu Poge Be'erva. Ki'ilu Poge Be'era. And Karov Havav Leos Mamzer. Wow. Here, Kavanas Hagavra is something to be critical, critical. Akadei Kach, that we're going to argue because of that concern, mitzvah chalitza kodemes, the mitzvah yibum. Not in principle, but in practice. In principle, of course, the Torah is desirous of yibum, but there's a condition of yibum, a condition of yibum that is incredibly, incredibly significant. And I'll tell you even a step further. Now that, let's assume, for example, yes, the Yavam has somewhat of an ulterior motive. The Yavam is Ishus, Noi, the Shem Davar Acher, Yerusha. You know, I take the Yavam aside, and I say to him, is that your only motivation? Is that your only motivation? You really are absolutely not interested, L'hakim Shem Lachiv Hameis. You know what, the Yavam will probably tell me, I'll be honest with you. Well, of course, I'm motivated by that. I tragically lost my brother, but you know what? In addition to, there's an upside to Yibum. So I'll tell you honestly, you know what? I have two things going on in my mind, you know? I'm buying Dalet Minyan because there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minyan. But I'll be honest with you, you know, I get a charge out of spending $500 for Nesrit, you know, because everyone in Shul is going to come over to me and say that, you know, can I be no to your Nesrit, you know? Is that why I'm doing so? You know what I would say? That's not why I'm doing so, but admittedly, you know, that's in addition to... Would you say that's terrible, that's tragic, ki'ilo poger? Don't be notel dalet minim because of that concern. You know what I would tell you? It's a fusion, it's a hybrid of a reason which is l'shem shemayim and a reason which maybe is not quite l'shem shemayim. You know what I would tell you? B'chol ha'Torah kula, maybe that's not the most ideal, but, well, of course, you would say, of course that is not li'kuva, is not li'kuva. It's surprising that because the Yavam will have this in mind in addition to, so therefore, kilo pogebe erva, and therefore, don't do the mitzvah at all. It's somewhat which is surprising. There's a comment the Chazanish has, an Evan Ezer, Kuf Chavtes, Yud Gimel, where the Chazanish writes that this is unique when it comes to Yibum, because Yibum is Doche Isurim. This would be an Isra Erva. In Isra Veishasach, there's an override. And you know what the Chiddush of Abishol is? If there's an override, That you have to make sure that's absolutely pristine. If this is something which is neutral, there's no element of an aveira, and you're overriding an aveira, you know what I'm going to argue? Oh, sachim dafnun, mito shalolishma balishma. Work on yourself. See if you can get to the level of mamish l'shem shamayim. Oh, that Rambam, the very end of Maseches Makkos and Pirush Mishnayos, Gimel Tezayin. The ideal is, of course, l'shem shamayim, but that's not likuva. But a fascinating issue here. Here we're talking about the Chiyas Yisurin. What would otherwise be an Isser Kares, all of a sudden here is a mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Abba Shaul, that you should realize that that requires incredible, incredible Kavanas HaGavra. That's a very heavy role. What is the role of Kavanas HaGavra when it comes to Dechiyas Yisurin? How important is that? I'll give you what I think is an incredible, incredible mashal, but take a look at Beis Halevi, Shmos Perek Beis. The Beis Halevi discusses the following. You know, Baruch Hashem, one's wife is expecting. You have to go to the hospital. It's Shabbos. You know what? Oh, you were told. You spoke to the Rav. What do I do? You know, ask if there's a non-Jewish driver, a milako, mutal chatchila, and go ahead. And you know, I have the non-Jewish driver. You take you to the hospital. Good. What about the following argument? I'm going to call, and I'm going to say this. Do you have a Jewish driver? Yeah, I have a non-Jewish driver. You know, last week when they asked me to send a non-Jewish driver. Why do you want me to send a Jewish driver? You know what I'll tell the dispatcher? You have a non-Jewish driver? Oh, you have a Jewish driver? Better than Jewish driver should be taking us to the hospital, pikuach nefesh, than taking the next call. The next call is to the game. The next call is to a theater, no? The next day we call for a restaurant. Hey, at least let the Jewish driver go ahead and take us to the hospital, because this is a case of pikuach nefesh. So I'll ask for the Jewish, that's the deal in Beis Halevi. Pretty stunning. The driver shows up and he says, you know, where do you want to go? It's pikuach nefesh. One's wife is expecting, the hospital. The Jewish driver says, fine, I would take you anywhere. You know, I'll take you to the restaurant across the street from the hospital, wherever you want to go. Is that called pikuach nefesh? A mitzvah rab, or is that called chilul Shabbos? For a Jew who would never be mechallel Shabbos, and he's only doing so because of the mitzvah rabba pikuach nefesh. That's a mitzvah rabba. The pikuach nefesh is doches haShabbos. Here, the fact that it's pikuach nefesh is completely, completely incidental. That wasn't the part of the mindset, the reality of that driver. Would I argue that there's a measure of culpability because he's being mechallel Shabbos? Or would I argue that, what do you mean? That indeed is a mitzvah rabba. That's the deal in the Beis Halevi, in Shmos and Perek Beis. And the Beis Halevi writes another example, which I think is stunning, The Beis Halevi writes the following. Tosfos already writes, then Maseches Ksuvos, that in their time, the Balei HaTosfos couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. There was a Sakanas Drachim. And if they were to position themselves in Eretz Yisrael, there was no framework for being able to observe the mitzvahs HaTzluyos Baretz. There was no framework of Shemitah and Trumas and Maestras. So Tosfos writes in Ksuvos that, you know, the Balei HaTosfos did not do so because Mamish, Onas Rachmanapatre, they couldn't get there. So you can take a look, the Beis Halevi writes something which is stunning. You know what? You can have two Jews in Chutz Laretz. And I'll say to Jew A, why aren't you in Eretz Yisrael? And you know what he'll tell me? I yearn, I desire, it's my vision, it's a dream to be there. But Anas Rachmanapatre. I ask the other person, why aren't you there? You know what that person would say to me? The onus really is not the relevant, I'll be honest with you. It's not really, I'm not desirous of going. I have no desire to go. It's true, had I desired, there would be an onus Rachmanapatre, but that's not my mindset. That's not my conviction. That's not what's driving me. I'll be dead honest and tell you that even if there wasn't an onus, I still would not go. Wow. So the Beis Halevi writes that person A, onus Rachmanapatre. Person B is guilty of being mevatel the mitzvah saseh, even though there is an onus. Because onus Rachmanapatre is only if that was the kavanas hagavra. If it's something that you would have done had it not been for the onus. The Beis Halevi writes the following Yiddish, that onus Rachmanapatre requires that the Amelus, it requires the Kavanas Agavra. Kavanas Agavra. No, the Gemara has a Menachos Daf Tzaditas, they often mention, no? The Gemara applies Onus Rachmana Patre to learning, you know? A person can learn something and all of a sudden you tend to forget. A person forgets their learning. You're not allowed to forget your learning, no? Kol ha-mishakeach davech betamuda overbalos haseh. You can't forget your learning. The Gemara says, but you know, sometimes it happens. It happens to the best of us. Now sometimes you forget. No? Okay. The Gemara says, onus rachmana patre. But onus rachmana patre is only when you position yourself and you do everything possible, you know? You chazer time and time and time and time and time again, you know? And all of a sudden, you know, you fail to remember something. Let's say you don't position and you don't do the chazara. That's not onus rachmana patre, no? You learn the sugyas we're learning 3 or 4 or 5 times, that's not onus rachmana patre, no? You're only going to know these sugyas very well if you really invest critically, no? Chazara after chazara, chazara, to let it become absolutely part of you. So that's the deal of the Beis Halevi. To what extent do we assume that Kavana Sagavra is considered to be absolutely critical? Oh, so the Rambam writes, this is a Tshuvas HaRambam. In some editions it's Kufayin, other editions it's Reish Mem Tes, and Tshuvas HaRambam, that is the machlokis between the Chachamim and Abishol. That's the machlokis between the Chachamim and Abishol. You have a case of Yibum, and Yibum is overriding what otherwise would be in Isser Erva Veish Asach. How critical indeed is Kavanas Agav? How critical is Kavanas Agav? According to the Achamim, it's ideal. But even if the Kavana is L'shem Davar Acher, we're still going to argue that Mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes the Mitzvahs Yibum. Chalitza, that's clear. And Abishol is going to disagree and argue, no, you're talking about an override, Dechias Yisurim. There you have to make sure that Kavana is incredibly, incredibly pristine. Ooh. And the Rambam writes something stunning. This is a short Tshuvas HaRambam. Though Tshuvas HaRambam is only a few lines. But the Rambam writes, and you know what the basis of the Malchokis is? Whether Yibam and Eshesach is Hutcher Dukhliya, Before Shin Rambam. Whether it's hutra or dukhliya. If it's something which is hutra, so you know what? Even without Kavanas Agav. If it's something which is dukhliya, wow. Then that dikhui is only if indeed you have Kavanas Agavra. And that's how the Rambam understands this machlokes between Abishol and the Chachamim. What is the mechanism by which we override this Rebbe Shasach indeed when it comes to Yibum? I would just add the following. This chiddush of Abishol, that you know what? Better do so l'shem shamayim. Because if you don't, so much is at stake. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? The chiddush of Abishol. So you know what's somewhat difficult? That some of you have started already the parak of Habal Yavimta, the opening Mishnah, Daf Nun Gimel, Habal Yavimta, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezek, ben b'ones, ben b'ratza. If a person goes ahead and engages in Yavamu Yavolea, even without the Kavana, even without ones, ratzon, shogeg, still, the Yibum is indeed accomplished. How does that fit with Abishol? How does that fit with Abishol? On the one hand, Yibum is ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'ones, ben b'ratzon. On the other hand, Abishol says, ki l'pogeg b'erva, are those two statements compatible? Ooh, Muke Yosef, on that daf. Daf Yud Ches, and daf Beharif, Muke Yosef, the Ritva as well. Abishol is only a din d'rabbanan. Abishol is only a din d'rabbanan. Abishol agrees with the Mishnah Daf Gimel. It's not at all Yikuvah, but Midrabbanan, the realm of Dechias Yisurim. You know who disagrees? The Ramban. The Ramban is Mefurish, stunning. The Ramban Daf Lamites. The Ramban writes that Enoch Inami. Abishol would disagree with that Mishnah. That Mishnah is only Libet HaChachamim. Alibet HaChachamim, that we assume that yes, that mitzvah is even kodemes the mitzvah chalitz. And the Kavanas HaGavra is not at all the Yikuvah. So Enoch Inami, the Yim Leschal, Mezen, Shogeg, Ones Ratzon, but not according to Abishol. According to Abishol, this is a din d'oraisa. This indeed is a din d'oraisa. In order for the Isra of Eish Yisach midoraisa to be paka, that's the Chiddush Ramban, Kavanas HaGavra is considered to be absolutely critical. Wow, wow. That's a stunning comment of the Ramban, that this machlokas is on the level of Daraisa, and Abashol is not compatible with that Mishnah, the beginning of Boyabimto and Daf and Daftan Gimel. There is a stunning comment of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here, beginning of Maseches Yevamos, Aleph Aleph. The Yerushalmi has the following line that Abashol Sobalok Rabriki. Abashol is in agreement with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Well, what exactly is that? A Mishnah later in Yevamos, the Memtes, the Mishnah says the following, Ezel Mamzer. Ezel Mamzer. How is it that you create, Rachman al Islam, Mamzerus, obviously that it means there was an illicit relationship. An illicit relationship that created Mamzerus. Sometimes you can have Mamzerus, a Mamzer marries a Mamzerus. In such a case, that is not an illicit relationship at all. The child is a Mamzer because the yichus of the child is that of Mamzerus. But to create Mamzerus, you have two people that are ksherim, and the Vlad is a Mamzer? Oh, that can only be done if indeed there was an illicit relationship. An illicit relationship. Isuri bia at times can result in Mamzerus. What do I mean by at times? At times? So you have to take a look. This is critical for the opening sugyas here in Yevamos. When you look on Daf Memtes, there are five different shitas. Five different shitas in Tanaim. What type of iser do you need in order to create mamzerus? In order to create mamzerus, we paskin like Shimon HaTimni. Shimon HaTimni's shita is kari sermisa. Kari sermisa. It has to be an avera chamura. An avera chamura. Kari sermisa. Kari sermisa. That will result in mamzerus. If you're talking about chave lavim, it's an illicit relationship, but chave lavim does not result in mamzerus. If you violate kares, if you violate misa, that will result in mamzerus. Why do I say that's true? What does kares and misa have in common? Arayos, arayos. Well, critically important for Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The iser of gili arayos results in mamzerus. Chavi lavin is not called gili arayos, that's called isurei bia. Kares misa is gili arayos, gili arayos. In Chavei Lavin, there's Tfisas Kedushin. In Chavei Lavin, there's Tfisas Kedushin. If a Kohen will go out and marry a Gerusha, you know what? That's an illicit marriage, but they're married. They have to get divorced. If you're talking about Arayos, if you give Kesef Kedushin to one who is considered to be Bechlal HaArayos, you give Kesef Kedushin to an Esh HaSish. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to Kares and Misa, E Tfisas Kedushin. Gili Arayos, the Vlad, it's considered to be Mamzer. That's the Shita of Shimon HaTimni. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says a stunning Kiddush. You need a Chiyuv Misa, not Kares. Kares alone does not create Mamzeres. That's fascinating. That will be very important for Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph because Rabbi Yeshua agrees there's no Tfisas Kedushin b'Chavei Krisus. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. But you know what? That's an amazing sheet, Rabbi Yeshua, that eat Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus don't go hand in hand. I agree that there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Kares, but you know what? But the Vlad is not considered to be Imamzer. Wow. That's a fundamental machlokes. According to Rabbi Yeshua, eat Tfisas Kedushin and Mamzerus don't go hand in hand. And Shimon HaTimni says that, what do you mean? If there's eat Tfisas Kedushin, Kares, the Vlad is considered to be Imamzer. Wow. The Mishnah quotes the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that you don't need a Chiyuv Kares, you don't need a Chiyuv Misa. What exactly do you need? What we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Shita, is an Isur Lav, Chavei Lavin, but Chavei Lavin D'She'er. Chavei Lavin D'She'er. What does that mean? Kurva Rashi writes. It has to be a relative, a relationship, kurva, with an isser lav. Wow. What would an example of that be? Well, Rabbi Kiva says, anusas aviv. A person's father's wife That's a chiyuv misa. What happens if the father did not marry this woman, but their relationship was outside of issues? Anusas of it. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's an Isser Lav. And Rabbi Akiva, that results in Mamzerus. That results in Mamzerus. The Pasuk says, V'lo yegavah knaf aviv. And then afterwards, in Pasuk Gimel, Yovah Mamzer v'kal Hashem. Even Anusas aviv results in Mamzerus. What does Anusas aviv mean? It's an Isser Lav, V'lo yegavah knas aviv. It's a father, it's a relative, a relationship. And therefore, wow. So in such a case, if you have Chavilavin, Disha'er, that results in Mamzerus. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin B'chavi Lavin. If it's Chavi Lavin, Disha'er. Wow. Those are three sheetas. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Simai. Maybe any Chiyuv Lav, even if it's not Chavi Lavin, Disha'er. And then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yesheva, a fifth sheetah. Even an essay can result in mamzerus. The Torah says a mitzri converts, dor shlishi ava, only the third generation can marry in. That's an essay. Mitzri, that's an illicit relationship, but it's an essay. That results in mamzerus. So five different shitas, ezel mamzer, that's something which is stunning. And we pass from like Shimon HaTimni, misin kares, misin, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, chave lavin, generates mamzerus. What we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Shita is Chavilavin Disha'er, like Anusa Sabi. Okay? That's stunning. We're going to have to see the Tosas Yom Stav test. What is the status of Chavilavin according to Rabbi Kiva? Yibam, Chalitza, Tsaros. Yerushalmi writes the following Kiddush that Abashol is aligned with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Abashov says mitzvah chalitz is kodemes the mitzvah yibum because kilo pogeh be'erva. Oh, that is based on the sheet of Rabbi. Why is that based on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva? What does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva's sheet? Abashov's sheet is that yibum is dolche the isser veishasach, but it's only dolche the isser veishasach under certain conditions that the kavanah sagavre is pristine, is most appropriate. And if not, then not. Eshesach, is a chiyuv kares. What does this have to do with the Isser of Rabbi Akiva Shita? You know what the Chiddush of Yerushalmi is? Something stunning. Now, Rabbi Chanan discusses this in Kobetz Aris and Men Gimel. You know what the Shita of the Yerushalmi is? When Abashol says, if you don't have proper kavanah freedom, that's problematic. It's not because of the Isser of Eshesach. The Isser of Eshesach is paka. But you know what? The Torah also has an Isser Lav when it comes to Yibum. No? The Torah describes, no, the Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. A brother dies. Ben Eilo. Lo siye eshes hamesa chutzaliza. You know, this woman is not allowed to marry out. This woman is not allowed to engage in a maisabiyah or marriage outside of the miskeres of Yibum. You know what the Chiddush of Yerushalmi is? Abashol Shita, that if the Yibum is not done appropriately, you know what that's the equivalent of? A Yavam Lashuk. That's like Yavam Lashuk. A Maisabiyah that's occurring without the proper context, the frameworks of Yibum. What's the Isra of Yavam Lashuk? That's an Isra Lav. Yeah, but Abashol says, Vlad Mamzer. That's Yerushalmi. That's consistent with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva Mamzerus regarding Chavilav. Wow. That's a stunning comment of Yerushalmi. When you look at the Rishonim and Abashal, and Daf Gimel, Daf Lametes, they assume Kipshuta, that Abashal is talking about the Isser of Eshesach. And in order to uproot the Isser of Eshesach, Kavanas HaGavra indeed is considered to be critical. Wow. And that is considered to be the sheet of Abashal. And that's what the Rambam writes. That's the world of Kavara Sagar when it comes to the Chiyas Yisrael. We discussed this at length last year in a Sugyam Sachim Adaf Mevav Mebeis when it comes to the Heter of Ocha Nefesh, when it comes to Ocha Nefesh and Yante. To what extent do we assume that Ocha Nefesh requires Kavara Sagar? Imagine the following. Ha'ofe miyantif l'chol. Ha'ofe miyantif l'chol. I'm cooking on yantif, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. Not because I want to use the food on yantif. I'm having a party tonight on Motzei Yantif. And I'm going ahead and cooking on yantif for Motzei Yantif. Ooh, psachendaf and vav mabeis. That's machlokes. Rabin Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, that's chil yantif darais. Ochol nefesh requires kavanas agavra. You're doing so because of Simchas Yantif. And incredibly, Rabba disagrees. Rabba maintains that cooking is moleches ochol nefesh. And even if you're not doing so for the tzorech of Yantif, but the bottom line is that ha'ofa yantif achol, ain't aloke. That was an incredible machlokes. Rabin Rav Chista. And the suggestion last year, hopefully recall, is that, you know, we have to think about why is it that Meleches Ochel Nefesh is Mutar Yantif? And just simply, right, the Kitzer Nimratz, we pointed out three different shitas. Why it is that Ochel Nefesh is Mutar Yantif? You know what Rashi's shita is? Based on Chav Gimel Beis. Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is doche, the Issur Melacha. There is an Issur Melacha on Yantif, and that Issur Melacha applies to all Melachos, even to Meleches Ochel Nefesh, but if it's being done for the purpose of Simchas Yantif overrides. And Rashi writes, it's a limited heter. Rashi and Daf Chav Gimel, if you could have done this cooking before Yantif, it's an Issur Daraisa, Poshup Shat, and Rashi to do so on Yantif. Because Esi Dochalosa say, Duchui is only when it's Iefsho, the Kaim Shneim. When there's no choice. There's no choice but. Rashi Sheet is, Melechas Ochel Nefesh in Yantif is Duchuiya. Tosus disagrees. The Tosus and Beit Sadaf Gimel we saw, Tosus and Beit Sadaf Chav Gimel. The Ran disagrees. The Ran Daf Tes, the Ran Daf Yud Beis. Where the Ran and Tosus write, Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. Ochel nefesh is hutra. And an afkamina between hutra and duchui is exactly that point, whether it's efshir, yefshir, las, or shneim. The Gemara has, Sanir Daf Yabez, just an amazing afkamina. You know what? Pesach is coming, and B'nai Yisrael are tamei. Push comes to shove, we can offer a karma Pesach betum. But should we make every effort to avoid that reality, that B'nai Yisrael is Tamei at the time the Karm Pesach is being offered? I have an option. You know what? We can be Ma'abra Dershana. I'll add an extra month. We'll buy time. And by the time Pesach arrives, so in such a case, B'nai Yisrael will be Tar. So the Gemara has a stunning machlokes. If you hold the Tumah is D'chuy in the Tzibor, the Sanhedrin must resolve that difficulty. They must add an extra month. If you hold the tumas chutra b'tzibur, the center is not allowed to add an extra month. That's called ibur hashana shelo l'tzarech. If something is chutra, it's mutter even if it's efshel l'kayim shneim. If something is duchuya, tzarech l'kayim shneim. Wow. Rashi shita zochon nefesh is duchuya. Tosus teran, chutra. And I'll tell you even a third sheet. And this is critical for Arlim. That's a Ramban. Ramban is found in Vayikra, Chaf Gimel Zayin. Ramban is found in the Machamas, Masechus Beit Daf Yud Gimel and Daf Erev, where the Ramban writes the following. I wouldn't even call this Hutra. This is beyond Hutra. Beyond Hutra. What do you mean by beyond Hutra? Beyond Hutra? The Ramban writes the following. How does the Torah describe Malach on Shabbos? How does the Torah describe Malach and Yantif? Komaleches avoda lo sasu. Why does the Torah use the term komalach on Shabbos? And Maleches avoda when it comes to Yantif? So you know what the Ramban writes? Because the Isser Malach on Yantif is only Maleches avoda. Only Maleches avoda. As opposed to what? As opposed to Maleches asuda. As opposed to Ochel Nefesh. You know what the Ramban writes? Ochel nefesh is mutter an yantif because it's a davar hayatzah min haklal. It was never included in the category of malacha. The category of malacha, anyantiv, is only malacha savoda, not malacha sasuda. That's something that's beyond hutra. Hutra implies that, you know what, the starting point is that there's an iser. This iser is lifted under certain conditions. And a machlokis, hutra duchui, whether the iser is suspended if it's efshir yefshir l'kayim shneim. But you know what the starting point is? There's an iser. If somebody asks you, am I allowed to go ahead and to have chelev of achaya? You're going to say hutra? You're going to say, the Torah never forbids. I'm taking a walk on Shabbos. Hutra? There's no iser. That's what the Ramban writes when it comes to Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is a davar hayatzeh min haklal. And that's fasting when it comes to the miskeres of Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh can put you under for one of three reasons. Either there's never an iser, Ramban, or there is an iser, but hutra, or there is an iser, but duchuya. What's an afkamina between hutra and duchuya? Efshi yefshi l'kayim shneyim. What's an afkamina between hutra and a deryatza menaklal? They're going to have to see. These are three different hagdaras. Good? Why is that so important to me? Not just nostalgia, no, because, Because the Ramban in Torah Sadam writes, this is critical for Yibum. What is the relationship between the mitzvah of Yibum and the Nisr Veishasach? What happened to this Nisr Veishasach? And there the Ramban writes the following, you know, one could argue, Dukhuya. You go through the Masechta, that's what it sounds like from Tosis. Tosis is bothered, ready? We'll see in Daf Gimel. The Gemara is looking for a source of Esed Ochelos HaSeh. Tosis is bothered. Why do you have to look elsewhere? What's wrong with Yibum? The mitzvah of Yibum is Docha the Issa the Raisa Veishasach. Why isn't that a source of Esed Ochelos HaSeh? Pashab Shan Tosis beginning in Daf Gimel and running through the Masechta is that the mitzvah of Yibum is Docha the Issa Veishasach. And another possibility, Mufurish in Tosis Yishonim Bechesim Adayis, Duchuya. Yibam and Eshasach is Hutra. The mitzvah of Yibam is Matir. This Rav Eshasach. You know what the Ramban writes? In Torah Sada, in Yana Kohanim, you have to take a look at the Ramban. Every line in the Ramban is precious. The Ramban writes, this is not Hutra. This is Adavar Hayatsa min HaKlal. Adavar Yatsa min HaKlal. There is no Isser of Eishes Ach B'makom Yibum. The Isser of Eishes Ach is only typically, but if a brother dies without children, there is no Isser of Eishes Ach. No Isser of Eishes Ach at all. And the Ramban writes, that's not the Hagdara of Hutzur Duchuya. That is the Hagdara of the language the Ramban Adavar hayatzeh min haklal. Adavar yatzeh min haklal. The Ramban gives a couple of examples. The Ramban writes the following. Let's say, for example, avodas hakarbanos and shanis. Avodas hakarbanos and shanis. The Gemara is clear. No? That's the last amud in the parak, Taraf Bakalpi, Yumadaf, Mimvav Mabez. You know what? Hutra. Hutra. The Ramban writes, what does that mean, hutra? You know what it means, the Ramban writes, that there's an Isser Malacha on Shabbos, but the Isser Malacha does not apply to Avodas HaKarbanos. Not hutra, not Duchuya. The Ramban writes, it's a Davar Hayatzeh Min HaKlal. It's a Davar Hayatzeh Min HaKlal. The Torah says he can't do Malacha on Shabbos. Yeah, but the Ramban writes that's not referring to certain karbanos. That was never included in the Isra of Chilul Shabbos. Wow, the Ramban gives that example. And the Ramban writes like a stunning line. And the Ramban writes, and that's why when the Gemara is in the beginning of Amos are searching for a source of Esed Ochel Los HaSeh, why isn't the simple answer that, what do you mean? Avodas HaKarbanos. The fact that you offer a karban on Shabbos is a source of Esed Ochel Los HaSeh. You know what the Ramban writes? The Gemara never asked such a kasha, because after all, that's not A being dochebi. There's no Isra of Chilul Shabbos when it comes to Avodah Sakrabanos. That's like a stunning line in there. You know why it's so stunning? Did you get like a jump start on the Masechta a little bit? Hey, in the base. The Gemara says, why don't we derive Esei Dochalosa, say, from the fact that the Karban Tumah is Maran Shabbos? Such a kasha. You know what the grand answer is? Shekain told you. Because carbon tamid is such a chush of a carbon each and every day, you can't use that as a model. It's like amazing. The Rabban says the Gemara would never have such a havamina, never have such a kasha. The Gemara does have such a kasha. And the Gemara, wow. I'll tell you, Charifus. Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Aras. I urge you all to get a Kovetz Aras, no simen test. Rabbi Chanan writes the following Kiddush. Karbanos on Shabbos, Karbanos on Shabbos. What karbanos do you offer on Shabbos? A karban tamid is offered on Shabbos, that's true. What about musfei Shabbos? Are musfei Shabbos offered on Shabbos? I think so. No? A musaf of Shabbos is offered on Shabbos. That's clear. No? Rabbi Chanan writes the following. If I were to ask you, is a karban tamid offered on Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Yes. I'll ask you, how do you know? Or let's say you would tell me, I don't know, I'm not sure. Let's say you suggest maybe a carbon tum, it is not offered on Shabbos. You know what I would say? You're dead wrong. It is offered on Shabbos. But I wouldn't say it's absurd. I would say, you know what? You have to learn more, because Gemara quotes a pasuk, b'moado afilu b'Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Afilu b'Shabbos." Okay. Oh, you're right. I forgot. If I ask you, are musfei Shabbos offered on Shabbos? You have to know what Gemara. Oh, Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Vav. You have to know. When in the world do you think you offer musfei Shabbos if they're not offered on Shabbos? You offer musfei Shabbos on Chol. You offer musfei Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh. When would you offer? You know what I would tell you? I would tell you the following: the fact that a karban tamid is offered on Shabbos. Okay, you know that requires a gzeiras hakasuv. The fact that a carbon that's true by essence, that's true by definition, that's the Kiddush of the Rambam. That musfei Shabbos, is not putcher in the Chuyah. That's mamish adarahayatzim. And Rashi writes that in the Seres Adibros, no? On the Pasuk of Zachar Shem HaShabbos Lekadosh, Shmos Chav. Rashi writes, as you know, Zachar v'shomer b'dibiracha nemru, right? That's the Gemara Brachas Chav Shavus Chav. No? And Rashi adds, I'll give you another example of the Dibur Echad. Mechala Mos Yimas, don't you dare be Mechala Shabbos, but Uviyom HaShabbos, Shnei Kvasim, and Yishana Tamimi. But you have to offer a Karban Musaf. Musaf on Shabbos, that's built into. And Rashi gives another example. Yibam and Eishasach. Yibam and Eishasach. You know what it sounds like? That's built in. That's the Kiddush, the Ramban. The fact that you offer Musfei Shabbos, you know what? That's true by essence, by definition. The Ramban writes, that's not called. Hutra. That's the Rabbi Yosman HaKlal. What about a carbon tamid? It wouldn't be absurd to say a carbon tamid is offered 6 out of 7 days of the week. That's wrong, because the pasuk says b'mod, afilu b'Shabbos. But it's not true necessarily by essence or by definition. That is the halacha. That's the chiddush. That is considered to be a dechia. That is considered to be hutra. And you know what the diuk of the Ramban is? When the Gemara suggests a source for an Esei Dochalos essay, the Gemara only suggests Tamid on Shabbos, not Musaf on Shabbos. Musaf on Shabbos is true by definition. Tamid on Shabbos is because of an override. That's the kasha of the Gemara. You almost enough, hey? Then you know what? Maybe Tamid should serve as a source of an Esei Dochalos essay. That's what the Gemara answers. Shekein Tadir. The Chiddush, the Ramban is, what do you have to go on to the Karban Tamid for? What about a Karban Musaf? Musaf is a Devar Hayatza and Aklal. Yatza and Aklal. And the Ramban writes the following, where do I get this from? This notion that something is mutter because on its face, it was never included in the Isser at all? The Ramban writes, I'll tell you the secret, Rashi Brachos Tachav. That's what the Ramban writes. Rashi Brachos Tavchav from an Aleph is bothered by the following. That's the sign of Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios. You know, the Torah is very concerned with Kavod Adam. human dignity. You have to maintain yourself properly. Properly. Can kvod habrios be doche isur? Can kvod habrios be doche isur? So the Gemara tells us the following. You know what? A person is in a public square, and all he's wearing is a robe, and all of a sudden, you know that that robe is shatness. It's shatness. You know what? You have to tell him. Rabbi Kvegas and Intes discusses Misasi. You have to tell him. And you know what? Post to Afilu Bashuk. He has to remove the robe. I will be utterly embarrassing to do so. You're violating a lav daraisa. A lav daraisa. Kvod Abrios is important, but not in the face of a lav daraisa. Kvod Abrios is not doch. You said, the Gemara says, but that's not true. A person is going to offer a Korban Pesach. And all of a sudden, he comes across a Meis Mitzvah. He will involve himself in the Meis Mitzvah. Even as a result of doing so, he can't offer a Korban Pesach. Because Kvod HaMeis, Kvod HaBrios can override Dinim Daraisa. So, when it comes to Shatnez, no. When it comes to Korban Pesach, yes. How do you resolve it? You know what the Gemara says? Shev al tasashan. Shev al tasashan. There's a world of difference. When it comes to Shatnez, you're actively violating a law. Actively violating a law. We're going to have to discuss that. Tosus. Nivamas Tavtzadim Abeis. But when it comes to Shatnez, you're actively violating a law. Korban Pesach. You're actively violating a law. You become Tamei. And B'Shev Al Taseh. You cannot offer a Korban Pesach. Wow. So that's the Gemara. Kvod HaBrios K'midoch Yisrael D'Raisa B'Shev Al Taseh V'Nap B'Kum B'Eseh. Okay. Rashi. The top of Chaf Maaf and Brachos. Dermaskel Shev Al Taseh Shani. Rashi writes the following. What about a Kohen? What about a Nazir? A Kohen and a Nazir, they will be mitame themselves for a Meis Mitzvah. That's Shev Al Taseh. A Yisrael who engages in Mitzvah becomes Tamei. And maybe as a result of being Tamei, there's certain things he can't do. That's Shev Al Taseh. But a Kohen is mitame for Meis Mitzvah. A Kohen is mitame for Krovim. A Nazir, not mitame for Krovim, but a Nazir is mitame for Meis Mitzvah. That's Kumvesei. That's Kumvesei. So how can the Gemara say the allowance of Kvod HaBrios is only B'Shev Al Taseh? That's not true. In the case of Kohen, in the case of Nazir, that's Kumvesei. How can the Gemara suggest Shev Al Taseh Shani? Oh, so you know what Rashi writes? Rashi writes the stunning Chiddush. When a Kohen is Mitame Lameis for Krovim, or from a mitzvah, you know what Rashi writes? That's not called duchuya. That's not called hutra. You know why that's true? Rashi writes. Because kishenichtav, Rashi writes, when the iser in the beginning of Parshas Emor is formulated that a kohen cannot be the tamin meis, lo al meis mitzvah nemar kishem shel mitzvah krovim. There's a built-in exclusion. What does the Torah say in the beginning of Parshas Emor? A Kohen cannot be metamei lameis. Lenefesh lo yitama bama. Okay, continue. Ki im lekarav elav. With the exception of a karav. The Torah says there's an issur for condemning himself with the exception of, you know what the exception of means? A dabar yatzeh min haklal. That's not called hutra. That's not called duchuya. That's a dabar yatzeh min haklal. A dabar yatzeh min haklal. That's the chiddush the Ramban writes. It's mutter on its face. It's not because of being doche. If kvod HaBrios had to be doche yisurim, it's only b'shev al taseh. But when it comes to a case of krovim meis mitzvah, Rashi shita is, that has nothing to do with kutcher and duchuya, but that is a dabar hayatzah. Hayatzah min haklal. Hayatzah min haklal. And the Ramban writes, what Rashi writes is true, brachos tavchav. Ramban writes, that's true when it comes to ochon nefesh. And the Ramban writes, that's true when it comes to Yibum. Yibum Neshasach is considered to be a Devra Hayatzah. A Devra Hayatzah min haklal. Wow. That's something which is stunning. That's stunning. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes in Kobot Tzaras and Simen Tes, that you should realize there are three Hagdaras. There's Duchuya and Hutra, but Hutra really has to be broken down. where there is an Isser, but there's a Matir, or where there is no Isser at all? Rabbi Chanan writes the following. You know, you look in the beginning of Masechta Sota, the Gemara of Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether La Itama, a Kohen, being Matama de Krogan, is that a mitzvah or is it a Rishus? Rabbi Shmuel sheet, it's only a Rishus. How do you translate that pasuk? Not that a Kohen must, a Kohen may. A Kohen may, there's no Chiyuv, there's no mitzvah. How is a Dochi Yisurim if there's no Chiyuv? If it's a mitzvah, sometimes a mitzvah can be Dochi Yisurim. If it's a Rishus can be Dochi. You know what the answer is? No. It's not Dochi, Rashi writes. It's a Dara Yotzim and Aklau. And what's the nafkamina between a Dara Yotzim and Aklau and Hutra? I'll just leave you with this. What's the nafkamina? A nafkamina between Hutra and Dochuya is whether Efshi Efshi L'Kayim Shneiyam. Good. What's a nafkamina between something which is Hutra or something which is a Dara Yotzim and Aklau? Let me ask you the following question by illustration. A Yisroel, say a Zanazi. Rachman al-Islana, a relative dies. Can he be Mitami the Mace? No, a Nazir is not Mitami the Krovin. A Kohen is a Nazir. He loses relative. A Yisrael can't be Matami the Krov. It's a Nazir. A Kohen? Of course not. A Yisrael can't be Matami the Mace. A Kohen. What if the Kohen raises his hand and says the following? Wait a second. I know Yavamas now. I know the Shabbos is Kriya Sator. I know Kedushin Dav Chof Aleph. Ho Vishri Ishtri. Ho Vishri Ishtri. If you have an Isser, and the Isser is lifted, the Gemara says a stunning Chiddush. That if there's a capacity to lift Isser A, maybe it can also morph and lift Isser B as well. So that would sound a little absurd, no? If you have a Yisrael who's a Nazir, he can't be Matam the Krov. But if you have a Kohen who's a Nazir, if Krovim can lift the Isser of a Kohen, why don't we so hold Ishtri lift the Isser Nazir as well? Wow. You know what the answer is? This is a very fine line. The nafkamina between Hutra and Dechuya is whether Efshi Efshi L'Kayim Shneiyam. What about the Yisod of Hov Ishtri Ishtri? Hov Ishtri Ishtri. That doesn't apply to Dechuya. Okay? Hov Ishtri Ishtri doesn't apply to a Dabar Yotzim and Aklau. There's no Matir. Hov Ishtri Ishtri only applies to Hutra. In Hutra, you can apply the principle of Hovishtri Ishtri, but not to Chuyah and not a Dav Yotzim and Aklau. Rashi writes the fact that a coin is the time of the Krovim is Dav Yotzim and Aklau. There's no Hovishtri. And therefore, we're not going to argue what if it's Matar the Isra of Tumas Konim, it's Matar the Isra of Nozer as well. That's Rabbi Chanan's Yisod. Oh, and that's the very beginning of the Shabbos of Kriya So Yefas Tovar. And take a look at the Rashba, Kedushin Dav Kafala from Abayis. The Rashba discusses the Hagdar of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, because our Gemara is going to raise that issue when it comes to Yibum. Can one argue, look, if the Yibum is Doch and Ishra Veshasach, Hov Ishtri, why not argue, look, if two brothers marry two sisters, so let it also be Doch of Isra Vachos Isha. Once it's Matir, why isn't it Matir fully? What's the Havimin of the Gemara? What's the Maskanasa Gemara? But these are the Hagdaros. That's something which is critical. So you have to go through very, very carefully. Perhaps the relationship of Yibum Eishasach is one of Dechuya. Perhaps it's one of Hutra. Perhaps it's above and beyond the Dav Yotzim HaKlal. And the Tshuva Sarambam that writes that according to the Chachamim Shita Kavana Sagavra is not critical because Hutra. But Abba Shol that says Kilapo Geverva, it's only Dechuya. And Dechuya requires absolute Kavana Sagavra. And therefore, because of that concern, practically, mitzvah chalitza kodemes, a mitzvah sibum, because after all, if the kavan is not pristine, we're going to argue that kilu po geberva, the karva vla lios mamza. This is just the beginning of the hagdaras, the relationship between yibum and eshesach, and fascinating, three shittas in Rishonim. Whether this is in the realm of an essay to chalos asay, to chuyah, whether it's something which is hutra, or that chiddush the Ramban and Torah Sadam, even beyond hutra, this is considered to be a dabra hayatsa min hakol.